Today, the U.S. television industry unveiled its plan for voluntary ratings to help parents decide what their children should be allowed to watch. Jack Valenti, head of the Motion Picture Association of America and spokesman for the TV executives who devised the system, said the networks would start using the ratings after the first of the year. The rest of the industry will follow a few weeks later. NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
Valenti spent much of the news conference reiterating that television had only the best interest of parents at heart.
This program is presented to the American parent with integrity and with honesty and with a claim that we want to do something to give parents some advance cautionary warnings to help them sort out this vast tidal wave of programs that come into their home sometime unbeckoned.
He said the industry tried to make a system that would work with the V-chip blocking device to be installed in all new American TV sets by 1998. A system that was easy to understand, easy to use. A system like the one used by the Motion Picture Association of America.
Parents understand the movie rating system. So wherever we could have a phrase or a letter that is more companionable to them, it's like a familiar friend in their home, it helps them grasp what we're doing better.
The assumption that parents could not handle a simple system of V for violence, S for sex, L for adult language, and some rating system of 1 to 5 that gives some sense of how much and the severity, we think is patronizing.
Lois Salisbury of the advocacy group Children Now has opposed the industry's rating system ever since she learned it would be based on age. She believes a content-based system would enable parents to make better judgments. The industry system uses six categories. TVY for young applies to programming for children 6 and under. TV7 for children 7 and over. TVG for general audiences. TVPG, parental guidance suggested. TV14 for people over the age of 14. And TVM for mature audiences. Jack Valenti says content information is contained in the definitions of the categories. For example, here's the content information for TVG.
It contains little or no violence, no strong language, no sexual dialogue or situations. We go on to the next one now. This is parental guidance suggested. Now, I want you to keep in mind, content and age category are now ratcheting up, letting parents know as we go from one category to another, the severity of the program increases. Makes it easy for them to grasp what it is we're trying to do.
But Salisbury of Children Now is not convinced.
What we're getting is a one-size-fits-all. This is right for all 17 years old. This is wrong for all 14-year-olds. Well, most parents know that the kids don't come that way.
This chafing against broad categories also is a problem when it comes to rating news shows. Traditional news and public affairs programs would not be rated, but talk shows and entertainment news shows would be. Evening magazine shows would not be rated, but programs like Hard Copy and Inside Edition would be, except when they offer a hard news interview or exclusive. Deborah Norville anchors Inside Edition, the only syndicated program, she says, to be accredited by a respected journalist organization to cover Congress. See, she says, Inside Edition is considered a bona fide news program by journalists, but non-journalists have the power to impose a rating.
How many of those people are or ever have been practicing journalists? How many of them have ever had to meet a news deadline? How many of them have ever had to make those ethical decisions that we often make on the spot, on the street, about what is and isn't the appropriate way to exercise the right to use the First Amendment as we go about what we do? And it seems to me a duck is best able to tell what another duck is.
All the interested parties want the right to judge for themselves. But President Clinton reminded White House reporters today that the interests of parents are paramount.
Really, I would say that this is a great day for the parents of America because what most parents want is more freedom to raise their children according to their own values and to balance the demand of work and child rearing. And this is a big step forward in helping them do that. Now, they have to seize the opportunity. They have to give the industry feedback. And if we get strong feedback that something more could be done, I think it'll be a lot easier to take the next step.
The industry says the system is not set in stone and that it plans to solicit parent reaction across the country. Meanwhile, the National PTA is urging parents to write the FCC if they're not satisfied with the TV industry's voluntary effort to rate itself. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.